Next week, Republicans take full control of Congress. There have been a lot of assumptions about how this new shift in power will play out. NPR's Tamara Keith has been looking into how real a few pieces of this conventional wisdom are.
Item number one. In the new Congress, Republicans are going to have to show they can govern. At this point, it's been said so many times, it's become an established Washington truth. Here's President Obama in his NPR interview late last month.
They are going to be in a position in which they have to show that they can responsibly govern, given that they have significant majorities in both chambers.
And Colorado Senator-elect Cory Gardner on Fox News Sunday back in November.
If Republicans don't prove that we can govern with maturity, that we can govern with competence, we'll see the same kind of results 2 years from now, except it'll be a wave going back a different direction.
He's saying Republicans could lose their majority if they don't show they can govern. Or not. Ramesh Panuru is a senior editor at the conservative publication National Review.
You're creating a test that you cannot pass that requires the support of people who have an incentive for you not to pass it.
That is, if the definition of governing is passing bills the president signs into law, then Panuru says congressional Republicans shouldn't make that their goal. Instead, he says they should do the basics, keep the government open for business, and outline an agenda they'd implement with a Republican president. That, Panuru says, is what Democrats did when they took the majority in 2006 for President Bush's final 2 years in office.
They don't run in 2008 on the basis of the things they cooperated with President Bush to accomplish. And it's just, I think, sort of absurd to think that that's the right strategy for Republicans to employ.
On to the second piece of conventional wisdom, that House Democrats will be totally irrelevant with even fewer members than they had in the last Congress. Former GOP Congressman Tom Reynolds.
Make no mistake about it, Minority Leader Pelosi would much rather be Speaker Pelosi by any condition. She is the steward of the minority in some real tough circumstances.
But John Lawrence, former chief of staff to Pelosi, says, hold on.
I always refer to it as the Rodney Dangerfield of politics. They get no respect. But in this particular case, the House Democrats are very salient for two reasons.
First, when it comes to legislation where Republicans aren't united, like votes to keep the government funded, some Democratic support will inevitably be needed for passage. And second, Lawrence points to presidential vetoes. Take a bill to approve the Keystone XL pipeline. Many expect the president would veto it. Republicans don't need House Democrats to get it passed.
But you can't override vetoes with only Republican votes. And that means that Pelosi and the House Democrats have an ace up their sleeve. And then the House Democrats become highly, highly relevant in terms of upholding those vetoes.
But how often will there even be vetoes to uphold? That's our final bit of conventional wisdom. President Obama has said he expects his veto pen to get a workout. But with only 54 Republican senators in the new Congress, it will be rare for a bill Obama dislikes to get the 60 votes needed to overcome procedural hurdles and make it to his desk. Tamara Keith, NPR News.